Welcome to Live from 495. On this podcast, we interview business owners from the 495 Beltway. We not only learn what they do and how they do it, but we take a dive into how they impact our community. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Live from 495. I'm your host, Ty Jordan. Today, I have with me Brian Plain from Schooley Mitchell. How are we doing today, Brian?
I'm doing well, Ty. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. So, Schooley Mitchell, located right there in Marlboro. You want to tell us all about it?
Sure, yeah. We're the Marlboro location for Schooley Mitchell, which is the largest cost reduction company in the United States. What we do is we have about 26,000 customers, and we go in to different businesses and reduce their costs on essential services. So those costs would be like telecom, software as a service, merchant services. Telecom is kind of including things like UCaaS, phones, mobile, internet, voice over IP, and those types of things. So there's other cost categories that we work on as well. And over the, let's say, about 19 years we've been doing business, we've saved about $540 million for our clients.
Dude, that's awesome.
I know.
That was going to be my next question. I was like, how much do you think you saved overall for all your clients?
And that's just off the baseline. So we're a contingency-based organization. So, you know, the nice thing for small businesses or mid-sized businesses is they get a free look to see if they're actually optimized for their current situation. And most business owners or IT professionals, they don't have the time or the inclination to really sit down, look line by line. You know, I'm getting overcharged 50 cents here, you know, times 1,000 times 10,000. It really becomes real money at some point, especially over time. So when people choose to work with Schooley Mitchell, you know, we advocate for them. We are their vendor watchdogs. And what we do is we go in, you know, and we post audit even after we get them good deals. We look at their prior invoices, and just when we present a value report to them, it typically takes about a week or two once we engage with them if they want to move forward and just kind of see where they're at. It takes about 2 weeks, and then typically on average, option A, if they choose to move forward, saves about 28% on average.
That's awesome. How did Schooley Mitchell even get started?
I think it started with Richard Schooley and another gentleman who's no longer with the organization, but they were telecom accounting people. So I think he started his own business. He specialized in telecom expense reduction. And apparently, I spoke to a UCaaS gentleman yesterday, and it's a giant industry. I mean, there's individuals that, you know, they're essentially brokers, and what they do is they kind of churn their clients to whoever's paying them the most every couple of years. So they're like, oh, you're with Avaya, let's put you with Nortel, or, you know, they'll just move people around to make money. And I'm sure, like, a lot of these guys make millions of dollars a year, but, you know, I've been told that, you know, their ethics really aren't there, which,
sure,
you know, at the end of the day, like, we want to make sure that these clients are with us forever, because we want to perpetually optimize their businesses. You know, we make money when they save money. So if I can save somebody $1 million, you know, we typically take a cut of that for the first 3 years, and then the rest that they're able to save. So, you know, typically over a 5-year period, it comes out to about 38% of what they save, we keep.
Wow. That's fascinating. I've been so impressed with Schooley Mitchell because it's so well-structured, and I know you are finding your footing there. How are you fitting in?
It's pretty good so far. I mean, I've gotten a lot of great connections through the Marlboro Regional Chamber of Commerce, people like yourself. You know, I've been able to branch out and meet different people, come into different opportunities through, like, the restaurant industry, because, you know, a lot of times if people don't take advantage of these cost savings, they will go out of business. I don't think many businesses even anticipated this quote-unquote transitory inflationary period that we're in. You know, they thought 4 or 5%, like, that's high inflation. You know?
Yeah.
No. Go back to the 70s.
Yeah, and just getting warmed up.
Go to now, right. And, you know, the difference between then and now is, you know, just the total dollars in the system compared to what it is, you know. I look and I see that the average housing in Massachusetts is around $3,000 to $3,600 per month. That's just not sustainable and not affordable for, if you look at the median incomes just across the board. So, you know, there's certainly a lot of challenges going on for businesses. I mean, the nice thing is I can help businesses without any, you know, obligation. So at the end of the day, if they don't think it's a good fit for them, they can just say no.
And, yeah.
You know, we essentially guarantee cost savings by saying, you know, here's the option. If you don't want to do it, or if they are fully optimized, they don't have to pay us a nickel for the work that we do. And they'll know and they'll have peace of mind when they're sleeping that they're fully optimized.
That's incredible. So what's your favorite, like, ideal situation as far as, like, the solutions that you guys have put in place?
My ideal situation is somebody who realizes that they're in over their head as far as costs go, that they'll admit that the costs are high. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things I've realized in New England is everybody who owns a business is absolutely 100% an expert in every category, and they'll tell you it. Even though they're not, you know, and a lot of that just comes down to, I would never want to admit that I'm weak in a specific area, you know, but at the same time, do they have, you know, proprietary software that's going to go back and look at their expenses? Are they, do they have the time or inclination to call these carriers to get the best rate? And even if they do, are they going to get a better rate than somebody who has 26,000 customers to leverage against these providers?
True.
You know, so a lot of it is kind of like a BJ's model, you know, it's like with BJ's, you get cheaper gas, you get cheaper groceries, and that's because they're buying in bulk and passing that savings on. Yeah, you pay to be a part of it, but that's the nice thing about Schooley & Mitchell is, like, you don't pay unless it makes sense and we're saving you money.
Yeah.
And if anything, they should want to pay us more because they're saving more.
Sure.
And, you know, I read somewhere that every dollar you save is essentially like $2 to make because, you know, it's just harder to gain new dollars.
Yeah.
And grow revenues. Sense.
Yeah, 100%. So, what's the ideal industry that where you guys see yourself saving a bunch of money?
Yeah, there's several different industries we've looked at holistically. I think we can do a lot for nonprofits in the Metro West, Central Mass area, as well as manufacturing, I think, is absolutely one that we can do very well with because it's just very high cost. They do a lot of shipping. That's one area that we specialize in. We do things with uniforms and facility supplies, so soap, coffee, you know, just water, things like that that people don't necessarily consider as expenses.
Yeah, the little things add up.
They certainly do, and especially when it's, you know, goes up 20%. You know, inflation might be like 12%, but your costs are tend to go up double what a 25% increase. So it's really nice to be able to just, you know, lower the cost of pallets or equipment delivery and things like that. Like, we can basically do less than truckloads. So anything that's, you know, almost the size of an entire truck, you know, you'll get reduced costs. Same thing with, like, small package shipping. If people, like, work with UPS, FedEx, post office, that type of stuff. So, there's different areas, especially like cloud-based software. I know that's something that, you know, you work a lot with, and Microsoft, Adobe, those type of products, we're able to, you know, help kind of negotiate a little bit better rates for people. E-signature is another one that, you know, people do. DocuSign, it scales up. You know, when once you have 1,000 people, your costs are a lot more than, you know, if you're just a one man shop.
Yeah. And what's one of the appeals that brought you to Schooley & Mitchell yourself?
Well, I knew what the economic situation was when I took the role. You know, I think it's one of those things that in good times, nobody's looking to really cut costs as much as they are to continue to grow and outperform their peers or, you know, whatever the growth model is. But as soon as the debt costs and borrowing costs start to rise, you know, you see everything shift.
Yep.
You know, rates have been going up and they're maybe not quite fully done going up, but you're starting to see some of the costs come back in different categories. Like, I was looking June 22nd of last year, gas was $4.68 a gallon. And my wife's like, it was? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but we're almost there now. We're only like a dollar away. I'm like, that could happen in like a week or two, depending on, you know, geopolitical situations and things like that. But what attracted me the most is, you know, that it's a no look for the, it's a no obligation situation for the client, and it's only saving, it's only getting paid off of saving people. So it's kind of like a no loss situation or a win-win situation where a client is able to go in and just say, you know what, it does make sense and I don't have the time to do this. So I think a lot of it, some of the challenges I have is just that everybody thinks they're an expert, number one. Everybody thinks they can do it themselves, number two. And number three, people don't know about cost reduction as a category. And I personally know business, and I didn't even know about it as a category. And that's just part of it, is a lot of people don't know that these solutions are out there. If this was like Progressive or Geico, they would know about it all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cheap this, cheap that, you know. And it's similar because I've worked in insurance as well. But, you know, what we're doing is we're finding lower rates. We're optimizing. We're finding the best price. We're enhancing ROI. We're increasing profitability. We're reducing, you know, high cost categories.
Yeah.
Like phone.
To me, like everything I've learned from you, like sitting down, getting a chance to like learn how you work in the industry and what you do for businesses, it's literally you guys going deeper. Like you're going deeper than those average like local places that are advertising left and right, like a Progressive and Geico. Like they'll tell you how much you can save in one specific area, where you guys are telling them where to save in every area.
That's right. I mean, in restaurants, I'll get, can you bring down my labor or my food costs? And it's like, yeah, there's certain areas that we can't do. You know, it's like, you know, we're not going to go in and negotiate and lower your pay of employees. And that might not be the best model anyway. Same thing with food. I mean, commodity prices have gone up dramatically. I mean, I like to use chicken wings as an example, because I remember when you could get specials for 5 or 10 cent wings or 25 cent wings, and now it's like you're lucky to find $2 wings. It's like, man, they're just chicken wings. Yeah. Like they used to be cheap. Now they're like really expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need chicken wings that bad, but
higher quality chicken these days.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, it's 23 years older, right?
Yeah. I love it.
But yeah, I think the opportunity is certainly there, especially businesses that have, you know, clunky phone systems and things like that. I mean, probably a lot of times when you make these giant capital investments, you feel the need to ride them out, you know, even mm-hmm. though you could invest more now and save yourself headaches, frustrations. I mean, you're in IT, so you kind of work with a lot of people that probably have antiquated systems.
That's funny. Yeah, like as we were talking about the manufacturing industry, we see a lot of that there. We see a lot of like outdated stuff, and bringing people up with their infrastructure is a challenge, because some people are already used to working in that manner and they don't really want to change. So it's showing them the value of what they get when they do change, and also showing the value of what they save as well by making those changes.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of some of the problems that people have when they're looking to change is that they don't have the time or inclination to want to change, and they have the perception that change is going to cost them a lot of time, when in fact, a lot of times it can save them time.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, I think, they just don't know how easy it is sometimes to just give it over to professionals to handle.
And I think when you look at change nowadays, you're looking at faster systems, a lot more automation, and that's the bit of AI that's good right now. You know, where we're at for the AI playing field is we're in a position where it's a tool. You know, it's not something that's going to take somebody's job away or be overbearing or turn into Terminator. We're at a good place where we can use it to assist us and enhance our abilities.
True. And we're seeing a change every day. I've been using like a chat AI bot for writing content. I paid $40 for a lifetime subscription on my mobile device, and it was great. I created prompts, like multi-tiered prompts, that would basically, it would spit out 2,000 words in an article.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think what happened is Microsoft, who indirectly owns ChatGPT through their $25 billion contribution, has jacked the data rates on what spits out. So people have to pay for these results, even though it's quote unquote free. So these apps have gone from allowing that many characters to maybe limiting it to 200 characters.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden my app that was great is now meh. And, you know, they all seem to have some kind of limitations, or you have to have a paid model. But
I think as it gets regulated and when it gets more granular, they're going to come up with better ways to make that subscription service, you know, a little bit cheaper. But in the meantime, it's going to have a solid price point, and then you're going to see that price point hike.
Well, and that's why I bought the lifetime subscription, because yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm so old that I remember you used to just be able to buy software subscriptions one time and you owned it forever and you didn't have to keep paying. You didn't have to worry about price increases, right? Like, you know, so when I see those opportunities, I jump on them. Unfortunately, with this one, it was like only 60 days where they went and quote unquote upgraded it. And then they took my ability to talk into it. You know, they took that button away. They're like, oh, you want that bubble? That's going to cost you another 40.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. So you remove my, you know, I'm still premium, right? I'm still the highest level you get. But now you want me to spend $40 more
yeah.
to get what I had. And what it's going to spit out is only 200 characters.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's going to, you know? Yeah, those changes are bound to happen.
But these are things that really small business owners can use ChatGPT
sure.
to write quality content for their business.
Mm-hmm.
They really just need to think about the messaging and how to tell the machine what it is that it wants it to do.
Exactly.
I use like prompts like, write the ultimate guide to small business managed IT solutions in Massachusetts, and it'll spit out 10 different, you know, bullet points and
yeah.
things like that. So it's good to get, like, you know, a baseline of content. You know, I wouldn't use it to just cut and paste. I mean, I think people still want to see personalized content.
Sure. And to me, a lot of the automation with ChatGPT is incredible and it's fascinating. You know, we still have one hand on the wheel. It's not completely taken over to a point where, you know, it's going to do everything for you automatically. You still have to, you know, inform it and give it the information it needs to produce the result you're looking for.
Absolutely. And even just like with writing content for like a website, it's going to give you a giant block of content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to format it. It's not going to add images. It's not going to add links. I mean, it can add links, but it doesn't do it very well. And you'll be stuck like just trying to put the prompts in correctly to get it to work. So you end up spending more time than just linking it yourself.
True. Do you have any pro tips or advice out there for any of the listeners?
Yeah, get on there, start using it. If you have limitations on things, like let's say it only spits out 200 characters, you can do more, colon, and then just paste the prior results and it'll keep going.
Sure. And what's the best way to get in contact with you? Do you prefer email?
Email's great. I mean, that gives me a little bit of flexibility. My email is brian.plain, P-L-A-I-N, at schooleymitchell.com. That's S-C-H-O-O-L-E-Y, Mitchell.com.
Gotcha.
And my phone number, if anyone is interested, they're welcome to call me, is 1-508-266-5814.
Fantastic. I want to thank you for coming down here today and also putting the time in. I know you're super busy, and that's I feel like I'm fortunate and like blessed to get an opportunity to just, you know, hang out and just you know, kick it with you a bit. You know, I love picking your brain. I love getting information and working with you. It's always a pleasure. So thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Ty. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Excellent, brother. Looking forward to another episode down the line. In the meantime, everybody out there, thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Live from 495. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And don't forget to check out some other great episodes.